91X News.
It's 18 degrees and partly cloudy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Jake Watson. The Belleville Senators will now be the face of hockey in Belleville. A deal has been struck with the Ottawa Senators and the city of Belleville to begin renovations of the Yardman Arena and to bring their AHL team to the city. QNET's Matthew Murray is live at the Yardman Arena, was held announcing the new team, and joins us now. Matt?
I'm live here at the Yardman Arena, where there's a major media buzz going on with the announcement of minor hockey being back in Belleville. Ottawa Senators owner Eugene Melnyk, Mayor Tasso Christopher, Director Mark Fleur, and Senator Assistant GM Randy Lee were all on hand today to announce that the Senators' AHL team, the Binghamton Senators, would be moving to Belleville in 2017. Mayor Christopher joked that it was the best-kept secret in the city and told the crowd, "This is your team. We're very confident you're going to support it." They plan to have the puck drop in November of 2017 so that Belleville Senators can play most of the 2017-2018 season here once the arena is finished. Melnyk told the crowd that hockey is back in Belleville and that fans will see the future Hall of Famers and All-Stars play in the city. Melnyk announced that he will be the sole owner of the Belleville Senators and has agreed to at least 8 years in the city with the team. From the Yardman Arena, Matthew Murray, QNET News, Belleville.
It was a deadly weekend in Ottawa, where two men were killed in separate shooting incidents on consecutive days. 26-year-old Abdi Jamal was shot early yesterday morning in the Carlington area, and another man, 40-year-old Jacob Thompson, was shot and killed Saturday. No arrests have been made so far. A pilot killed in an ultralight plane crash this weekend has been identified as 63-year-old Alfred Brunger of Waterloo. Police say the plane went down Saturday afternoon just southeast of Guelph in Pulsnich Township. Brugner was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Fiat Chrysler begins negotiations today on a new contract with its Canadian unionized workforce. Unifor will use the deal that GM workers in Ontario ratified last night as its template for talks with Fiat, Chrysler, and Ford. Union President Jerry Diaz hailed the GM contract as historic. Houston police have confirmed that one suspect is dead following a shooting near a strip mall that wounded 9 people this morning. Local resident Alan Joaquim says that he was in his car when the shooting began.
Bam! The windshield. And I heard the gunshot. And I stopped, and then there was a second shot, and then I just floored it.
Houston's acting police chief, Martha Montalvo, held a press conference and says the identity of the shooter cannot be released at this moment.
I'm not going to confirm the suspect's information at this time because we're still working through it. What I will confirm is that the information we have at this time is that he is a lawyer.
Police say the suspect was having issues with his law firm. Numerous weapons were found at the scene, and a bomb squad robot is looking at a car that's believed to be the shooter's. The Lancers men and women's rugby team both suffered a loss yesterday against Algonquin, with the men losing 24-45 and the women's team losing 17-45. In the meantime, the women's soccer team will have another chance to redeem themselves following their defeat against the Cambrian Golden Shields on the 14th. Their next game is against the St. Lawrence Vikings when they come to Belleville this Wednesday at 6 p.m. The sports world is in shock following the deaths of Mylon Hicks, Arnold Palmer, and Jose Fernandez. Hicks, a 23-year-old defensive back with the CFL's Calgary Stampeders, died following a shooting outside of a club. Golf icon Palmer passed away at age 87 in a Pittsburgh hospital, while Fernandez, a 24-year-old Miami Marlins pitcher, was killed in a boating accident. Jay Happ chases his 21st win when the Toronto Blue Jays look to sweep their 4-game series with the New York Yankees tonight. Toronto trails Boston by 5.5 games for the first in the AL East, but holds the first wild card spot by 1.5 over Baltimore. Miami Heat president Pat Riley believes Chris Bosh has played his last game for the club. Riley says the Heat is not working towards his return. Despite Bosh wanting to continue playing, Bosh saw his season end in each of the last 2 years at the All-Star break due to blood clots, and he failed his preseason physical last week. Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, cloudy showers beginning this afternoon with a high of 19. Tonight, showers ending late this evening, then clearing with a low of 10. Tuesday, increasing cloudiness, 60% chance of showers late in the morning and in the afternoon. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 20. At 106, it's 15 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jake Watson, news on 91X, next at 3.